heavy traffic, and you're not quite running at posted speeds as you're going between the I-80-201 interchange to Murray. It really dips in speeds as you're crossing the south interchange into Midvale and Sandy at 90th South. More heavy and slow traffic approaching Bangor Highway and Draper. Northbound I-15 just a little slow as you're going over 90th South. The side streets, 90th, 106th, 114th, all seeing some slowing westbound between I-15 and Redwood Road. And we still have some heavy and slow traffic westbound on the 21st South Freeway, starting at 5600 West. Lynn Thomas?
Running the commute on Bangor Highway and 5600 West, both seen slowing in either direction now. Bangor with the most traffic on it between the 201 and Kearns. Southbound 50 north of the point of the mountain, slowing at the quarry on to 2100 north and Lehigh. And a little bit northbound slowing, Linden to the Pleasant Grove. And a KSL traffic trooper reporting a truck has tipped over at the base of Traverse Mountain. Mark?
Well, you do have now two problems, I'm afraid, according to UDOT. 215 at the north end, going northbound between above I-80 and 1700 north, where earlier trouble off to the right and the north caused those early delays. Coming up from I-80 on the north end now, I-15 has been pretty brutal as well. Basically, South Salt Lake all the way up to the north interchange, slow and go. Delays at Parrish Lane. Delays in Davis County are actually improving. Worst of it at Shepherd Lane. You got overflow delays in Fruit Heights, Highway 89 northbound. Don't be fooled by other carpet cleaning companies pretending to use the same technology as Zero Res. They are not the same. Spring carpet cleaning for just $31 per room. Call 288-0. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.